Full Beer Chatter, the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A former top member of the Trump administration facing jail time for refusing to cooperate with a congressional subpoena.
A jury convicting former senior Trump White House aide Peter Navarro of criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Moments after the verdict, Navarro outside of the courthouse, defiant.
I said from the beginning, this is going to the Supreme Court. I said from the beginning, I am willing to go to prison to settle this issue.
And now he becomes the second ally of the former president convicted of criminal contempt of Congress, following in the footsteps of Trump's former top political advisor, Steve Bannon.
ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. That 70 Show actor Danny Masterson has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison after being convicted of raping two women. A climate change protester delaying Thursday night's semifinal at the U.S. Open between Coco Gauff and Karolina Muhova. This is ABC News. A bird strike during takeoff at Raleigh-Durham Airport.
Scary moments on board a Southwest flight after the pilot radioed the tower, declaring an emergency just after takeoff.
We had a bird strike and we lost number one ahead.
Southwest 1954, Roger, you want to come back around to land?
Affirmative.
Southwest flight 1954 had just departed Raleigh-Durham International Airport, bound for Fort Lauderdale. 144 passengers and 5 crew on board. The plane turning around and landing safely. Thankfully, no one was hurt.
ABC's Whit Johnson. Amid his own growing legal problems, former President Trump hosting a $100,000 a plate fundraiser to help pay the legal bills for his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The event took place at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club Thursday. Giuliani is facing a barrage of legal fees, fines, and sanctions over his work in helping Trump try to overturn the 2020 election. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, we have a house. Yeah. Like, well, the bank has a house.
The bank's letting us stay here.
Coffee cups and empty LaCroix cans and empty disposable coffee cups.
Come find me. I dare you. I got a ring system.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. It is Thursday, and I walked outside to walk my dog this morning, and considering how hot it was over the weekend, it almost felt like fall. And it was a lot cooler out than I was expecting, and but that's okay. I think for some of us, it is very welcome to be a little bit cooler than it was over the weekend. But Greg Bach, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking.
That's fantastic.
Great mood.
Love that. How was the open mic last night?
Oh, it was a thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's actually, it was, I we like to make fun of it because it's where comedians come to work on material and either bomb or, but it was really well attended. A lot of non-comics there just to watch. And we had some really great sets. You know, it's kind of an insular thing where you can either just work on your material or you can work with the room. And a lot of comics were working with the room and playing off other comics. It was a jovial time. But there were, I think there were 40 comics.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of people to hear in one night.
That's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words, a lot of comics. Well, that is always fun. If you would ever like to, if you're in the area, if you're in the Milwaukee area, you're welcome to try your hand out on your stab at comedy and do the open mic at the Laughing Tap, which I still need to do.
Hey, I'm here to stab comedy. I want to be funny.
Stab.
Here to stab at comedy.
Yeah, come on down. Wednesdays. But I will say this. List goes out 7, fills up very fast. So if you want to go up earlier, get there like 6:40, 6:45. Because literally, we had 35 people on the list by 7:10.
Wow.
So yeah.
That is a lot.
Then I'll stab in comedy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a fairly packed Thursday show coming up at 10:30. Trigvi Olsen's going to be here. So if you are a regular listener of Todd Alba's show, rightly named the Todd Alba Show, that is on from 1 to 3 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. You may have heard Trigvi before, but he is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and he was also, I got to hang out with him during the RNC debate 2 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago already? God.
What's time?
What is time? And so, but this is his debut on our show. So he tweeted out, I think it was over the weekend, a pretty impassioned response to the impeachment nonsense that is happening that we spent basically yesterday the entire hour on. And so we thought he'd be a good person to come on today because he specifically called out Robin Voss in his tweet about... because they go way back, because Trigvi's a Wisconsin guy. He's been a lifelong Republican, lifelong conservative, that grew up under Tommy Thompson and knows these guys, right? Grew up with Scott Walker, grew up with Robin Voss, and has since left the party because, the obvious of things falling apart as far as, not believing in democracy. So he called out Robin Voss by name in that and said, and was talking directly to him. So I'm interested to see if he got a response. So Trigvi will be here at 10:30. And then at 10:50, we're just giving away $100.
What?
Just giving it away. Just giving it away.
Kristen, that's crazy.
For the next 5 weeks, Auto Glass Now has sponsored 5 different $100 gift cards. And it's not just a gift card to go use at Auto Glass Now. It is a $100 Visa card. So we're going to ask you to call in at 10:50 and just tell us what would you spend $100 on this weekend? What do you need in your life right now that that $100 would really make a dent in?
Want to specify at 10:50.
At 10:50. Yes. At 10:50, we will take the first 3 callers and then I get to be the judge, which I don't think, I don't know.
Oh, I feel
like it's hard to pick.
I'm going to find some People's Court music to play underneath while you're deciding. Dun, dun,
dun. Oh, perfect.
All right.
Perfect. And then in the second hour, we got public service announcement. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. I have some pelvic floor questions for her. how much do you know about your pelvic floor, Greg?
It's hardwood.
It's
refurbished. There was a lot of carpeting on it, and we pulled it up, and we're like, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful flooring. And we're like,
pelvic floor.
Yeah, we just got in there with some sanders, and we're like, and now it makes the value of the home 10% more.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, you were talking. Oh, I thought we were talking about houses.
No, unless your body is a temple and that is your house.
You've seen me eat. My body is not a temple. Temple of doom.
So if you have any questions for the doctor, feel free to text or call those in 844-967-2789. And then we will round out the show with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to give us a Packers, Brewers, Badgers, all things sports update. But to start the show, I read this morning and I was this is incredibly surprising to me because I feel like so much of what we've been talking about has been, we talk about workforce issues, we talk about labor shortage, we talk about the difference between unemployment and labor participation rate. But I really had thought, especially I think coming out of the pandemic originally, in 2021, at least the Wisconsin numbers were terrible for working moms and how many of them had gone back to work. But apparently, the U.S. has just hit its smallest ever workplace gender gap, which is, to me, goes against conventional wisdom of, I feel like, what the media has been talking about. But working women have made historic gains, and those with young children are leading the charge. So this is according to latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. First, workforce participation rates were 57.7% among women and 68.2% among men as of August. So this is a 10.5 percentage point difference, and that's the narrowest that has ever been. So right now, we have the smallest gap ever between how many men are working and how many women are working. And then on top of that, for full-time work, the gender pay gap decreased in Q2 to only 16 cents. Granted, this is an average, and if anyone who studies this knows that there's a difference between races and there's more ways you can cut that data. But on the whole, just all men to compare to all women, it was a 16 cents. So for women, we're making 84 cents for every dollar that men make, which is the smallest disparity on record. And so this is good news, but it's also very surprising news because I feel like this is not how we've been talking about it. Am I wrong there?
No, it reminds me of the conversation we had weeks ago about the economy where we're being fed one idea and then all these numbers coming out saying job creation's up, inflation has flattened, we are nowhere near a recession, and And I think about that every day. Because
do
on
you really?
Because on TV, you listen to other people on the radio. They're always like, the economy is in the toilet. And like, it really isn't. But because we're being fed the information all the time, we think it is. So it's just like, we're not going into the statistics and really looking at the facts.
Yeah. And so, because I, you know, this goes hand in hand. We'll get there in a second as far as what we've been talking about as far as working parents. But at least what they're saying these catch-ups are being driven by is specifically women between 25 and 54 years old, and their labor participation rates are higher than ever, and they're outpacing men's post-pandemic work rebounds, which I just feel like that was a different story 2 years ago, when before childcares were still closing all the time, and there was still just not that same flexibility. But this is like the largest increases in workforce participation came from mothers of children under 5. Again, very surprising, who are working more now than they did in 2019, according to the Brookings Institution. So this is all good. I think this is all good news. Granted, some people who some people who think women should not be working and should be just home raising children may not think this is good news. I think this is good news. But part of the reason that this has been working is because of the flexibility that so many companies have been giving to their employees. And so if you were a mom who's staying home or has flexible work hours, it's been easier to work remotely than figuring out childcare, going into the office. And so the fear is now that many companies who are trying to reinstate in-person work policies are jeopardizing that remote work flexibility that allowed so many of these women to be in the workforce, rejoin the workforce and do their jobs while they're home with their kids. And like all the things we've talked about with remote work, right? It's like, well, I can finish this early. I can pick up my kids. I can do this. Like I can work as long as I get my work done. I don't have to be in the office, and how much better that works for my life. So that's compounded by the end of the pandemic era childcare aid, which we've talked about a lot on the show and we'll continue to talk about because yesterday there was a hearing about it in Madison. So there's a chance that we are at risk for like this very good news not lasting very long.
Yeah, which that article was disheartening.
Yeah, so it's because it's one thing that we've talked about in Wisconsin, but nationwide, 70,000 struggling daycare programs may close this year, which would leave nationwide 3.2 million children, the parents of 3.2 million children scrambling. So maybe not get too excited for too long, but we will keep talking about this after the break, and we will also get to some of the things that happened at the hearing yesterday after, because we talked about last week, the Republican plan to fix the child care crisis in Wisconsin, and they heard from some child care providers yesterday. So we will talk about that. If you have thoughts on any of this, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back right after this.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 45. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. 74 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 53. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 77 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 69 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 60.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're the first. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean?
I'll try to make it fast. Thank you, Matt. You know, Matt, I saw that, and I thought, what in the devil is this? You know, these protesters on a RICO Act. I'm really glad you clarified and told us about that today, because I saw different postings on that, and I thought, what is this? So anyway, another day, another fraudulent activity, in attempt to distract and downplay the most despicable crime perpetrated by the Republicans upon our country and our democracy. And this is psychological manipulation and assault at its worst. Those people attacked our Capitol and attacked our country. No way is this just protesters. So people need to stay awake and on top of it. And thank you so much, Matt. And I'll tell you something. Those people that are in our Capitol in the state of Wisconsin going after our legally elected judge better watch their step, because there's such a thing called recall for criminal activity and abuse of power that they're trying to demonstrate right now. So I had to give my 2 cents for it. This is just awful, Matt. But anyway, there's hope if we all stick together and fight back. Thank you.
I agree. That's an excellent comment. And let's, before I go to the next caller, let's just look at the reality of this thing. Fannie Willis goes after, say, Giuliani, who defamed and lied about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman and destroyed them, destroyed their reputations, destroyed their lives. Sidney Powell goes in with a bunch of plumbers to look at the machines. So if Sandy Willis goes after them, and this clown Chris Carr goes after a kid that buys glue in a hardware store, and a very well-known, regarded lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center who's just standing there. Now, there is a core, there is an absolutely core requirement in RICO that at least what you did has to be wrong in some respect. It has to be criminal, or has to be part of an overall criminal act. What Chris Carr down there is saying, the attorney general, is that the protest itself is criminal. So anything you did, even seemingly innocuous, gets you in the who's gal. That's not America. He hasn't read the First Amendment. You have a right to assemble. That's different from you have a right to go in with a bunch of plumbers and try to tamper with voting machines or defame two women and lie about them and then destroy their lives. Thanks for calling. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Well, this is Joanne from Madison. I'm interceding on Bob's line. This is a question also of money laundering. Three of the 61 top city protesters were indicted for money laundering, and that is very scary in some ways because for all of us, because if people get the drift that money laundering, that giving people to a money for a bail fund is money laundering, then we can't bail people out, then we can't support the people who are now going to be indicted and possibly stuck in jail for a long time because they can't meet bail. Can you imagine if the people who are giving money to Trump now for his defense, if they have it in the back of their minds, well, maybe if this gets extended in some ways, what they're doing is illegal by filling up Trump's coffers. So again, out of those 61, three of them indicted for money laundering, just for supporting that bail fund, which is so needed when you have a protest like that and you have people sticking being stuck behind bars.
Excellent, excellent call. And let me build on that and add something. I talked about among the 61, there was a lawyer from the Southern Poverty Law Center who's just standing there. Somebody buys some glue and scotch tape. But Joanne, I think, on Bob's line, Joanne, yeah, that was an excellent point. And an additional three people accused of money laundering. What was the money? The money was that they wanted to bail these people out. Those jails down there in Georgia are really bad. In the Fulton County one, and the DA is not in charge of the Fulton, so Fannie Willis wasn't in charge of that, but DeKalb County is kind of similar. The sixth prisoner died today. Since July, six people have died in custody in the Fulton County Jail. So you don't want to leave people in jail. You want to bail them out. People like the 19 defendants that Fannie Willis indicted, they're people with wealth. They don't have to put up much money, and they get out. What happened over in DeKalb County in this fake RICO case, these 61 people, there was a bail fund because folks can't afford bail, even a small bail, even a couple of grand, they can't do it. So people go in and contribute. There are laws in some states. It was true in Wisconsin. I do not know the law on this in Georgia. Lawyers cannot post bail for their clients in a lot of states, including Wisconsin. A lawyer can't post it. Why is that? Because the lawyers don't want to post it. They're the ones that got the statute passed. Because everybody who retains will say, come bail me out, and they have to put up money. And a lot of these lawyers don't want to do that. So the lawyer can't bail them out, at least in Wisconsin, I assume Georgia too. They could sit there, and these are dangerous places. So folks go, okay, I'll give $50, I'll give $100, or blah, blah, blah. So this guy, Chris Carr, this moron, this attorney general, goes, okay, that's money laundering. Why is it money laundering? Because you posted bail for somebody who's a RICO defendant. Why are they a RICO defendant? Because they carried a sign, because they didn't like the idea of spending tens of millions of dollars in Cop City. That's sick. That is a violation of the First Amendment on its face. And he knows that. The judge will get rid of a lot of these people, but some of them are going to have to put up money to hire lawyers because they're not going to be able to get an appointed lawyer down there. This is very sick. This is what they are doing, and they are doing it to try to help Trump. But I have the larger issue that with them. What do you think your party stands for? Are you proud to be a Republican? You're nothing more than a fraud. You're a snatch and grab. You're a drive-by shooting operation. That's all you are. You don't exist. You're a cadaver. It's disgusting. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A former top member of the Trump administration facing jail time for refusing to cooperate with a congressional subpoena.
A jury convicting former senior Trump White House aide Peter Navarro of criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Moments after the verdict, Navarro outside of the courthouse, defiant.
I said from the beginning, this is going to the Supreme Court, I said from the beginning, I am willing to go to prison to settle this issue.
And now he becomes the second ally of the former president convicted of criminal contempt of Congress, following in the footsteps of Trump's former top political advisor, Steve Bannon.
ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. That 70 Show actor Danny Masterson has been sentenced to 30 years to life in prison after being convicted of raping two women. A climate change protester delaying Thursday night's semifinal at the U.S. Open between Coco Gauff and Karolina Muhova. This is ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going on to another topic that really, really frosts me. Let me tell you, we've talked about it a little bit, but now there's some development. Tommy Tuberville, this senator from Alabama, under an unconstitutional Senate rule that they're all guilty of supporting, has now said he is not going to approve any officer promotions in the United States military. Now, how can he do that? Because these promotions, they're recommended by people who are their superior officers, They're recommended by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of the Navy, the Secretary of the Army, the Secretary of the Air Force, the Marine Corps. And then they are presented pro forma to the Senate. There's no need for that, but that is the present procedure. The Senate has all gotten together, all 100 of them. I don't spare any one of them. And because they think they're the most exclusive club in the world, because they think they're the House of Lords, they say to each other, if you think it necessary, you can simply say, I want to stop debate and can't even consider this. The little wrinkle is you could debate it, but then they can filibuster and then they can demand debate for weeks on what? Every officer, thousands of officers up for promotion? Tommy Tuberville has done that, and the rest of them are letting him get away with it. But here's the other development. The Secretary of the Navy came out, and he made an announcement yesterday. He said, Tuberville is aiding and abetting communist and other autocratic regimes by stopping all military promotions at all levels. Some of these people were going to be career, and now they're quitting. People who are subordinate officers and are thinking of making it a career. And by the way, career officers is what you really hope for because you want great expertise in the military. They're just not going to stay in. The Army is 25% below its recruitment level. There's another animal in the Senate, not just the animal Tuberville, the dog. The other one is Rand Paul of Kentucky. Rand Paul of Kentucky. Sad thing about this is I serve with guys from Kentucky and Alabama and Mississippi and a lot of other places in the Navy. They're excellent sailors. They were excellent sailors. Excellent, excellent. Friends of mine stood watch together. We worked together. We went on liberty together. I don't know how these characters get voted in, but here's the deal on Rand Paul. He put a hold on State Department ambassadors. The example that I've given before is Niger. Niger was sympathetic to the United States. There was an Islamic takeover, and we didn't have an ambassador there to support the incumbent regime, which was also much more benign to the populace than these Islamic terrorists who go around killing people. Because Rand Paul held it all up. And unlike Tuberville, who lied about what he was doing, said it's because he wants the Army to and the Navy and the Air Force to bar women from traveling to get abortions if they're stationed in a state like Oklahoma at Fort Sill, where, let's say, they have a serious health problem, and they can't do it in Oklahoma because of the Dobbs decision, and they have to go to Oregon or somewhere else. He wants the Army to stop that. He wants the Army to stop that, or he's not going to promote any officers. But Rand Paul, they asked him, why aren't you going to approve any ambassadors and hold it all up? And he goes, well, I don't know. I don't think I've been given information on a lot of stuff. And they pointed out, you have been. I said, oh, yeah, that's right. But they didn't say I could publicize it. And the response was, you can publicize it. They didn't say you couldn't. These people are traitors of the United States. I do not want to see either one of them in the city next July. Dogs, Rand Paul, Tuberville, you are not welcome. Stay the hell out of Milwaukee. I don't want to see you on Wisconsin Avenue. But let me tell you something that Rand Paul is somewhat responsible for the Islamic coup in Niger, among other things. But here's what he's also done. This really angers me as I'm sitting here. On July 28th, this is a pro forma routine thing. There was a bill that was up for renewal to let Homeland Security inspect facilities, chemical companies and companies that store a lot of chemicals, to ensure safety, to ensure security so that they're not stolen by terrorists and that they don't get out of the public and the public market without a proper sale and to a qualified purchaser. This This is the Chemical Facility Anti-Terrorism Standards. That's what it's called. This requires companies to disclose a list of the chemicals of interest. What are the chemicals of interest? The chemicals of interest, sodium nitrate, many other things that can be used in weapons. They're inspected for safety, including cybersecurity, safety protocols, and compliance. There are 300 chemicals on the list. Like I say, chlorine, sodium nitrate. There are 3,200 high-risk facilities around the country that are subject to this, and 160 inspections are done a month. On the 28th, Rand Paul said, I'm not going to let you even discuss renewing it because I'm in the House of Lords and the other 99 unconstitutionally and disgustingly are keeping that rule in place. He said that it interferes with private enterprise. That was his reason. The biggest companies protested. They said, we want this regulation, the DuPonts and others. We want it. It's absolutely necessary. And his response was then do it voluntarily. And they said, we are doing it voluntarily. But there are 3,200 of these facilities, and they're not all like us, and they're all cutting corners. Now, then he said, I want concessions on some other programs, and I'm not going to permit this to go forward without those concessions. And now he's trying to negotiate it. I got to say something. I'm very, very tired of this. It is unconstitutional for a House of Congress like the Senate to say to one another, even though democracy means majority, that you can't even discuss it, the promotions of military officers. You can't even discuss whether we should have had an ambassador in Niger a month or two before the Islamic takeover to garner support in the region, to get them support from the United States. You can't even discuss safety on chemicals, including sodium nitrate and chlorine, going to terrorists. What are they doing? Many of the Republican senators are corrupt. Many of them betray the United States routinely, and not just Rand Paul, and not just Tommy Tuberville, and not just the some of the others like that, but the ones who implicitly chuckle and say, good, something bad will happen that's so bad it'll hurt Biden. But what are the Democratic ones? Call Tammy Baldwin's office. Call Amy Klobuchar's office. Call Chuck Schumer. Call Bernie Sanders. Why did none of you say this is disgusting? These people are traitors. We're getting rid of that one guy rule to destroy the United States. Why did not one of the 100 senators do that? Not one. I do not want the animal Rand Paul. I do not want the animal Tuberville. I don't want to see them on Wisconsin Avenue. You're not welcome. You're traitors and you're animals. But what about the rest of them? Why are you permitting this kind of conduct to go on? It is beyond belief. I can't put up with it anymore. Go to the line. Susan, my friend, thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Susan?
My point is that with regard to Rand Paul, is actually I spoke with Tammy Baldwin's office just recently, and there is an act for the VSO officers, which are the Veteran Service Officers in each county, that to provide federal funds for this rather than the states picking up the tab. And Rand Paul stopped that from being brought to the floor. And again, my husband recently passed, and we were recipients of him being 100% disabled. And the Veteran Service Officer helped us a lot. And when you watch TV, all you see all day long are these attorneys trying to get money from veterans for putting this paperwork through for them. And if we had Veteran Service Officers in each county that were paid for by the U.S. government, veterans wouldn't have to go and pay a quarter of their receipts from the federal government for being disabled to an attorney.
Yeah, but Susan, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Susan. That's all well and good, and yes, he's disgusting, and he's holding that up too. But Susan, why are the senators permitting this rule to continue? It's based on vanity. It's based on the fact that they want to be self-important. This Senate is useless. It's worthless. This Senate is acting unconstitutionally, all 100 of them. Why don't they get up there and say, we're getting rid of this rule? We have the majority right now. Get rid of the rule. If there has to be a blockage on what gets to the floor, set it at something like 30 senators or 40 senators have to say, this is unwise. We need more information. These two people are traitors to the United States. They're disgusting. Tuberville and Rand Paul are disgusting. They're not doing this in good faith. They're not doing this for any reason other than to get attention and to get attention to the fact that Tuberville does not want the military to permit, to give leave, to permit female soldiers to go to a state where they can get health care. That's what he says. I believe it's also because the Biden administration awarded the new space center to Colorado, and he wants it in Alabama because they already have a space station. We sprinkle it around, okay? Rand Paul, he doesn't even have any excuse. I haven't been given enough info and stuff. Well, here it is. Yes, you did. Oh, I forgot about that. This Senate cannot be permitted to go on acting unconstitutionally. All 100 of them. All 100 of them. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for all the information. I can talk firsthand about leadership in the military. It's everything. You don't have good leadership, you're not in good shape, and it's a danger to everybody else. But I'm going to call Tammy when I hang up, and thanks for all the information.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just sitting here. I got to calm down. Sodium nitrate, chlorine, you know who's going to get hold of that? You know what was used in the explosion? Do you remember in Oklahoma City, the bombing back in 95 or so at the federal building? The people that did that, they were domestic terrorists. They just drive up a van full of this stuff. There are over 3,000 facilities that have that kind of stuff. There used to be 160 inspections a month. All of the biggies, all of the big corporations that have chemical facilities are united. We want these inspections. We want these inspections. But the bottom end, the bottom feeders, the 2,985th, and that's where they're going to get this stuff. This is what is going on. Why are these senators permitting Rand Paul to do this? Why are these senators, all 100 of them, permitting Rand Paul to not have an ambassador in Niger and a lot of other ambassadors? Why are they permitting no officers? Now it's not just flag officers getting promoted. And they're sitting there to stroke their own vanity. They're useless. They're useless. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 45. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. 74 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 53. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 77 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 69 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 60.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to talk about another piece of work. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas. His daughter is now the governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's no good either. But Mike Huckabee does a podcast. And he said something that, quite frankly, is so dangerous and treasonous that, in my view, he should have been taken into custody. And here's what he did. Here's what he said on his podcast. And frankly, if he'd said it on an FCC-regulated entity, like a radio station or a over-the-air TV station, not cable, I think he'd lose his license. Here's what he said just now. Quote, if Donald Trump loses in 2024 because of the indictments against him, it will be the last election in the United States decided by ballots, not bullets. I'm going to say it again. If Donald Trump loses in 2024 because of indictments, it will be the last election in the United States decided by ballots, not bullets. That is an invitation to violence. It's an invitation saying, if my candidate Donald Trump doesn't win, I think we should bring out the guns. This is the United States. This isn't Africa. This isn't Asia. This isn't some countries in Latin America. This isn't Belarus, Russia, North Korea. This is the United States. And this clown, there's been absolutely no pushback. Not a single presidential candidate, not a single one on the Republican side said that was wrong. Just like that was wrong, at least. Not like the clown should be in prison. He is inviting another insurrection. And this is a guy who ran for president back, and I forget which year it was. It may have been 2008 against McCain, or it may have been 2012 against Romney, or may have been both. But he's a slippery talker. But at some point, and let me rephrase it, at what point do you expect at least one of the presidential candidates in his party to say, I disassociate myself from that? That is wrong. That is an invitation to violence if Republicans don't win. That's what happened at January 6th, the Republicans didn't win. And that is what happened. And five people died. 140 officers were put on medical leave. Several had brain impairments. Fanon, the one guy, magnificent, they were trampling him to death. He said, I have four daughters. And then a couple of guys protected him, but he was kicked in the head. He had neurological damage. Neurological damage. This has got to stop. Mike Huckabee is not just some schlepper out there in the weeds somewhere. This is a guy who was one of their presidential candidates, and he was a governor, and his daughter is the governor. This has got to stop. Go to the lines. Tim of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Tim.
You forgot to mention one thing about Mike Huckabee. He's also a minister. Well, this is how the, you know.
Well, it's sad. Okay. I mean, look, the thing is, I don't want to get into the religious thing. You know, we have separation of church and state, and we have no establishment of religion. So I have respect for all religions. I'm concentrate, Tim. I thank you for calling, and you're absolutely correct, by the way. But I want to concentrate on this. Donald Trump kicked this off when he ran against Hillary Clinton. He said the Second Amendment people should take care of her. And then when the Secret Service talked to him, because if you said she should be killed, that's a felony. And even though he was the Republican nominee, he should have gone to jail. They were afraid to do that to him. So he said, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? He goes, oh, I just mean the Second Amendment people should vote. That's it. Vote. They let him off. Clown wins. And then he goes, Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. Not his bodyguards, Hillary Clinton's. That's another sneaky invitation to violence. At all of his rallies, he would say stuff like, if you beat up these protesters, I'll pay your legal fees. He'd say that. Or he'd say, there's the fake news. There's Katie Tour of MSNBC. That's what he said. And they all booed, and she needed security to get to her car. He is violent. He talks violent. Let me tell you something else. All of this fellow, Enrique Tarrio, head of the Proud Boys, 22 years. That's what he got the other day. He will get out of jail now in the year 4045. 1,000 of them have been prosecuted. 600 have either pled or been convicted. Many of them, most of them went to jail for a little period of time. None of that would happen if the clown had not sent out a save the date card. Come to Washington on January 6th. I'm saying that figuratively. Put it out on social media. They all showed up. Then he said, I'm with you. I'm going to go to the Capitol. Take back your country. This is the President of the United States. Some of them, I think, genuinely thought that he had the right to give them access to any federal property. They go marching up there. They get carried away. Woman gets shot. Remember one of the protesters breaking a window, coming in to get the members of Congress who are there. What is Trump is responsible for these people going away to jail and for the officers who were beaten up. Now it turns out that all of the people who got caught up, for instance, in the indictment of the 19 down in Georgia, he won't pay their legal fees. He won't pay Giuliani's, Peter Navarro, he won't pay his legal fees. He stabs everybody in the back, Cohen, everybody. Why do people follow this guy when they're going to go to jail for 22 years or get bankrupted on legal fees and go to jail anyway? He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He was diagnosed as being a sadomasochist. The flip side of sadism is masochism. You've heard the term sadomasochist. He is sadistic towards women. Walk up to a woman, stranger, just grab her between the legs and enjoy her humiliation. But he is subservient and submissive to Vladimir Putin. He has homoerotic tendencies towards Vladimir Putin. He said, what, you think I'm going to have a pleasure suite with Vladimir Putin, a golden suite? Who the hell says something like that? This guy's a sick puppy, a very sick puppy. And those of you out there who are still thinking of voting for him, think again. This guy is not for America. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. I'm going to come after the show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Yeah.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the ABC Civic News Media.